MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Turning now with John Orford. He is from Old Mutual Investment Group, where he's a portfolio manager. John, appreciate the early morning time. No surprises. Markets, businesses in particular, crave certainty. Right now, between the White House VAT flip-flops, the GNU sort of tensions, we're in a world of uncertainty, and it makes it very difficult for businesses on the ground. Frankly, it makes it difficult for investors at the same time. Is the focus for you and your colleagues, is it more the local issues, or is it more sort of global issues that are sort of top of mind, or is it a blend of both?
Yeah, morning, Simon. Yeah, absolutely. What, you know, if you think about it from a business point of view, or a household doing a sort of spending on maybe refurbishing their house or buying a car or whatever, you need a decent time horizon on that. As a business, you've got to make a return on the money that you borrow or raise from shareholders to do that investment. So knowing where you're going to be in 5 or 10 years' time is important. And I think you're absolutely right. The uncertainty levels that we're seeing at the moment globally are extreme. It's sort of a 4-standard deviation event on U.S. uncertainty. And that's certainly taken center stage, but we do ourselves no favors here by the uncertainty that we have. So I think it's both of those factors are impacting us. But yeah, I guess in terms of the big headlines at the moment, it's clearly coming out of White House, but we would be in a better position to navigate that if we had more certainty domestically about where we were going.
And I like your point there. It starts at the household level. It then goes to the business, and then ultimately it's you and I and the listeners as investors. You mentioned bringing it home. I mean, in some sense, credit to the Government of National Unity. We almost a year into it, and it has held, except perhaps it, more than holding, it's been teetering from, I don't know, I don't want to say crisis, from one spat to another. And it kind of needs to, in a sense, mature to start functioning more smoothly and give households, businesses, investors that improved certainty.
Yeah, look, what we hope is that this is a sort of growing pains, and that the two major parties, but all the parties involved, are learning to do this a bit better. But I am a little kind of, you know, it alarms me a bit when you have key members of either the ANC or the DA taking swipes at each other rather than focusing on the bigger picture, which is how do we actually get South Africa growing again? I think that what I'd like to see, and we see it to some extent, but, you know, with this court case, while I don't want to get into the merits of it, you know, it's very adversarial. So it may well have been the only thing the DA could do, but it's very adversarial, and it's not what you want from partners in a coalition, or if you have, you know, members of the ANC just taking swipes at the DA, and that's not what we need. What we need is the sort of strategic vision that this is what the voters have actually put on the table. They haven't voted any party into power. They've said, look, guys, we don't trust any of you to lead the government on its own. The polls since the election suggest that voters are actually happy about having a coalition and happy about having the ANC and the DA together. And I think that's where we need to go. And they need to find a way to come together to negotiate things out. And clearly that's the DA's frustration that the ANC wasn't coming to them and saying, you know, this is what we think. What do you think? Where's the middle ground? And I guess the ANC is frustrated with the DA for behaving like an opposition in the GNU. So both of them need to actually just sit down and work things out. And it takes a little bit of humility on either side to step back. I mean, we've all been in those kind of negotiations whether it's personal, business, whatever. You actually need to stop defending your own position and listen to the other guy and say, okay, well, what can we can we do together? And the GNU certainly has the promise for that. And I hope out of this sort of VAT debacle that we do get a proper mechanism within the GNU to resolve issues. Because while we've had that, I don't know what they call it, steering committee or whatever, chaired by Paul Mashatile, it clearly hasn't done its job.
And I take your point around. I mean, there is, and I think, I mean, part of the challenge is the spats keep on falling into public. They should be happening in the back rooms. We appreciate they exist, but they shouldn't be in. But you did say there's some promise. I mean, there is almost cautious optimism, and I say that because we are almost a year in. There is, you know, it's our first sort of coalition government since democracy in '94. It has held. It hasn't been smooth sailing, but the fact that it's held maybe does give us some cautious optimism. And I take your point around maybe the VAT debacle has kind of clarified sort of how the processes need to work.
Yeah, one hopes so. You know, I mean, obviously it may end up with both parties being very disgruntled with each other, not being able to work together. But one hopes that the, you know, there clearly are core parts of both parties that wanted to work. Mm-hmm. And then there are clearly people in both sides who may be less keen for it to work. So, you know, that's obviously something that needs to be navigated. But, you know, we've had a major fallout and it hasn't so far ended up in the GNU breaking up. Neither the ANC nor the DA have wanted to do that. So I think that both of them actually have a vested interest in making it work. The ANC obviously, you know, have done catastrophically in the polls. So, you know, there's nothing to suggest that that'll turn around unless they can get the economy growing better and improve the job situation. The DA, you know, had a bit of a ceiling, and this has now given them a voice in government and, you know, gives them the scope to be part of government, not just the opposition, and perhaps to grow their support out of their traditional base. And, you know, I suppose with the stand that they've taken on VAT, maybe that will happen. So I think both of them need it to work, and the country certainly needs it to work because the alternatives of a sort of fragile ANC minority government or an ANC-EFF coalition for, let alone the markets, but for ordinary people in South Africa, are not. It's not a place we want to go. We've seen where that ends up in other countries, and you know, sort of populist impoverishment of people would not be good. What people need is for government to play the role of fixing the things that it does, and allowing the private sector to do the things that it can't do.
Yeah, in a sense, government sort of is an enabler and should step out of the way and let, you know, give us the environment and we will manage the rest. We'll leave it there. John Alford, Old Mutual Investment Group Portfolio Manager. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.